Okay. Have you ever thought about a factory floor that doesn't just run efficiently, but actually learns, predicts its own future, stops problems before they even happen? Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that future. We're looking at how artificial intelligence, AI, isn't just tweaking things, but really fundamentally reshaping the principles of lean manufacturing. Our mission for you today is pretty straightforward. Cut through all the buzzwords, the jargon, and just pull out the most important, maybe surprising bits from our source material, which is an article that details Praxy AI applications specifically in lean manufacturing. The goal: for you to walk away with a clear understanding of how these, well, pretty powerful tools are making manufacturing environments more streamlined, more productive, and honestly, probably more satisfying places to work.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is seeing this convergence. You've got traditional industrial efficiency, methods honed over decades.
Yeah.
Meeting this absolute cutting-edge technology, AI, we're really going to explore how AI doesn't just like help lean along. It dramatically amplifies its core ideas. It pushes the limits of what we thought was possible in production.
Right. So we're talking about taking processes that are already supposed to be super efficient
Exactly.
and layering AI on top to make them even better. But okay, maybe for some listeners, let's just back up a tiny bit. Let's establish the baseline. What exactly is lean manufacturing, and where did this whole philosophy come from? It feels very human-driven at its start.
That's a great place to start. Lean manufacturing, at its core, it's a systematic approach. It's focused on minimizing waste ruthlessly and maximizing productivity
Yeah.
within, well, any system. But it really grew out of manufacturing. Its origins are firmly in the Japanese manufacturing industry, specifically the Toyota production system, right after World War II. It's all about this relentless pursuit, this continuous improvement or Kaizen in quality, efficiency, and ultimately what the customer wants, customer satisfaction. The core idea is actually pretty simple but profound. Constantly look for and eliminate any activities that don't actually add value to the final product, the non-value added stuff.
Yeah.
And doing that directly leads to lower operational costs and, crucially, better product quality.
Okay, so it's about spotting the waste you didn't even know was there
Precisely.
and then systematically getting rid of it. And the source material really highlights the benefits when you do that actively. Things like significant waste reduction, obviously, getting rid of unnecessary steps, material. Then there's increased efficiency, streamlining things for, faster turnarounds.
Yeah.
It also drives better quality, focusing on quality assurance to cut down defects. And all of that
Yeah.
naturally leads to real cost savings because you're managing resources better. And at the end of the day, happier customers because they get better products faster.
Exactly. And, a key tool that really embodies this hunt for waste is something called value stream mapping, or VSM. It basically helps you draw out the entire process end to end. And it makes it really obvious where the bottlenecks are, where the waste is hiding, the stuff you want to eliminate. It's kind of like an X-ray for your production line.
That makes sense. A solid foundation.
Yeah.
But like you said, the really interesting part, maybe the disruptive part, is when we layer on something totally different, something digital, AI. How do these sort of traditional physical world lean principles suddenly mesh with something as advanced as artificial intelligence?
Yeah, that's where it gets transformative. AI automates tasks, sir. We expect that. But I think more importantly, it provides real-time data and analytics on a scale and at a speed that was just unimaginable before. And this capability directly aligns with Lean's focus: minimize waste, improve efficiency.
So it fits right in.
It amplifies it. Think about specific Lean techniques mentioned in the source, like Six Sigma. AI can chew through massive data sets incredibly quickly to find the tiny statistical variations causing problems, defects, bottlenecks way faster than any manual analysis.
Right.
Or Kaizen, continuous improvement. AI speeds up that cycle. It can flag potential improvement areas almost instantly. Teams can test and implement changes much, much faster.
Okay.
And even value stream mapping, that VSM we talked about.
Yeah.
AI can potentially create dynamic, real-time VSMs that update as conditions change on the floor, turning a static map into like a live blueprint for optimization.
Wow. So it's not just about getting reports faster. It means you could catch and fix problems before they mess up the next step,
Right.
turning reaction into prevention.
Exactly. That's the lean dream, right? Proactive prevention.
Yeah. And the source really digs into this impact. It highlights, first, process automation, obvious benefit. Eliminates repetitive work, saves time, saves resources. Then that real-time data piece we just discussed, getting immediate insights from making smart decisions right there, right
For
then,
sure.
It boosts waste reduction because AI can spot inefficiencies with, well, a precision humans just can't match, helps streamline things faster.
Excellent.
And finally, it really champions continuous improvement because it backs up every enhancement, every change with hard data. No more guesswork.
Absolutely. And to get that level of insight, that automation, you need the right digital tools. We're talking sophisticated visualization tools, mapping processes in detail, automation tools for the routine stuff, communication platforms to keep global teams connected, and of course those real-time insights tools providing constant analytics for quick tweaks to processes, to strategy. They're like the digital building blocks for next level lean.
Okay, that integration sounds incredibly powerful, but you know, for manufacturers listening, how do they actually do this? How do they implement it in a structured way? Is there like a roadmap for bringing these advanced tools into a traditional lean setup? The source mentioned something called the DMAIC methodology. Can you unpack that?
Yeah, DMAIC is essentially that roadmap. It's a critical methodology, very systematic, very data-driven, all aimed at continuous improvement. It stands for five stages: define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. Sequentially.
Define, measure, analyze, improve, control. Okay.
Right. And integrating DMAIC within Lean helps manufacturers systematically nail down and eliminate waste, boost product quality, increase overall efficiency. It really helps foster a culture where decisions are based on data, where continuous improvement is just how things are done, making sure improvements stick.
And the benefits are tangible, right? The source emphasizes that using statistical analysis at each step means changes are based on facts, not hunches, leading to improvements that last and real significant cost savings. It's not just theory.
Exactly, not just theory at all. The source gives a couple of really strong examples. One case where using DMAIC led to a 20% reduction in lead times.
20%.
In just 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And another instance, a different plant, got a 15% cut in lead time. They did that by making specific adjustments based on pilot tests they ran during the improves phase.
Mm.
It really shows the impact of being that disciplined, that data focused.
Okay, so for anyone wanting to apply this, let's quickly recap the steps. You start with define, figure out the problem, set clear goals for the project.
Right. What are we trying to fix?
Then measure, collect the data, get that baseline. Where are we now?
Mm-hmm. Got to know your starting point.
Next, analyze. Dig into that data. Find the real root causes of the problem.
But why?
Then improve. Based on that analysis, implement the changes to make things better.
Take action.
And finally, control. Set up standards, monitor things continuously, make sure those gains stick around, don't slide back.
Exactly. It's a cycle, a closed loop for ongoing optimization.
Okay, perfect. Now let's bring this directly to Praxy AI. How do their specific tools, their applications, actually embody these lean and AI principles we've been talking about? How do they make all this happen on the factory floor?
Well, Praxy solutions seem designed specifically to enhance lean production management for putting these concepts into action. They do it by automating those routine tasks we mentioned, freeing up people, by intelligently allocating resources, getting the right things to the right place at the right time, by ensuring quality consistency, often through predictive monitoring, and by providing those real-time insights to flag bottlenecks, sometimes before they even fully form.
Okay.
Their AI tools use pretty sophisticated data analysis, predictive modeling, to optimize entire workflows. A key example is predicting machine failures. Imagine knowing days or weeks ahead that a machine needs attention.
Wow.
You schedule preventive maintenance, avoid that costly unplanned downtime, keep production flowing smoothly. That's huge for Lean's emphasis on flow. They also directly support methodologies like Six Sigma and Kaizen by enabling decisions based on incredibly precise data.
That predictive maintenance part is fascinating. Moving beyond just optimizing tasks to predicting system-level problems, and looking through the Praxy application list in the source, it really shows how broad their approach is embedding AI into like classic lean tools. Take SME, single-minute exchange of dies. That's a lean cornerstone, right?
Yeah.
Reducing machine setup times to under 10 minutes.
A classic, yeah.
Traditionally, that was all about clever mechanical design, meticulous planning by people. Now, with AI, what changes?
Well, AI can analyze thousands of past setups.
Yeah.
It can identify patterns humans might miss, predict optimal changeover sequences, even spot subtle inefficiencies in how tools are moved or suggest fixture redesigns. It pushes that under 10 minutes goal even further with less guesswork.
Interesting. Or Pokeyoke, the error-proofing idea, preventing mistakes before they happen. How does AI enhance that?
Pokeyoke can evolve with AI. Instead of just physical guides or sensors, you can have algorithms monitoring production data in real time. They might detect tiny anomalies, subtle shifts in parameters that indicate an error is about to happen, allowing intervention before a defect occurs. It's predictive error proofing.
Predictive error proofing. I like that. And the list goes on in the source. Hijunka, production leveling. AI must make scheduling those complex mixed models much easier.
Exponentially more precise, yes.
Or FIFO, first in, first out for inventory. AI can manage that across huge, complex stock systems, cutting waste from expired or obsolete material.
Right, optimizing stock flow.
They even mention a supply chain control tower, centralizing data for a real-time view of everything happening in the supply chain, not just reporting, but predicting potential disruptions.
It's about visibility and foresight across the entire chain.
And what really struck me is that it's not just the factory floor. The source lists AI tools for things like AI-powered competitive analysis, AI-powered brainstorming, even creating AI-powered vision statements. It shows AI's reach is extending way beyond operations into strategy itself.
Exactly. It touches multiple levels of the business. And the key thing about these tools, even though they're sophisticated, is their adaptability. They can be tailored, configured for specific manufacturing environments. This helps drive lean process standardization, which builds that foundation for sustained long-term improvement. It helps build, really, a learning organization.
So wrapping this up, we've seen how bringing AI together with lean principles isn't just about small improvements. It really feels like a comprehensive transformation, driving efficiency we couldn't reach before, lifting quality standards, and ultimately making customers happier by delivering better products faster.
Which leads to, I think, an important final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. Considering AI's power not just to automate tasks, but to genuinely predict and optimize entire complex systems, how might this continued integration fundamentally change our very definition of waste and value? Could it push the boundaries of what lean itself can achieve far beyond what we imagine today? Something to think about as you go about your day.